From Marketplace in New York, I'm Mark Garrison in for David Brancaccio. New numbers this morning show the U.S. had a net gain of 227,000 jobs, more than expected. That brings the unemployment rate to 4.8%. This report covers January, so it includes the final days of the Obama administration and the first moments of President Trump. Let's talk now with Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial. Chris, we had more new jobs created than expected. Put all that in context for us.
You know, it is the biggest gain in payrolls since last September. It comes after a particularly weak fourth quarter. Hiring slowed, business investment slowed, but other coincident indicators suggest the economy was getting stronger. And I think this is a pattern we've seen a lot since the Great Recession, that when there's uncertainty, businesses put their plans on hold. That veil of uncertainty is lifted, and in January we saw a nice pop, which I suspect is the first of a few months where job growth is likely to be above the recent trend.
And so what do we see when we look into deeper into the report where we have numbers about individual industries and sectors? What's interesting there?
On the goods producing side, you've got solid gains in construction, manufacturing. The standout is in what we call the FIRE sector, finance, insurance, and real estate. It's up 32,000. That's the biggest one-month job gain since October 2005. And I think it is an indication that the financial sector is expecting that they won't have to fight quite as hard to control their costs over the next year or so, as the regulatory tide seems to be turning.
Okay, Christopher Lowe at FTN Financial. Thanks again.
Thank you, Mark.